It was a little over a year ago that I met with Jimmy Thompson at Market Square to record the introduction of the new iteration of this podcast.
We're down here in Market Square because this podcast is going to be out in the field as much as possible. We're going to be in your backyard. We're going to be out around all parts of Victoria. And we'll be bringing you profiles. We'll be bringing you stories from the Capital Daily. We'll be bringing you exclusive investigations and long-form features here on the podcast. But first, let's get to know Jackie a little bit. Jackie, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you. I'm excited to get started. For those of you who don't know, Jimmy Thompson is the managing editor of Capital Daily. That was the first time, actually, that I had met Jimmy in person. We both made the special trip into town to have him interview me to introduce me to you. Despite being a decently chilly day and standing outside for the entirety of the interview, it went quite well. Unfortunately, I forgot to press record, and I noticed a few days later when I sat down to edit it. I was obviously still very new and hadn't actually published anything yet, so I was quite concerned about what Jimmy would think. But he was completely understanding. We re-recorded digitally, and that was that. A few weeks later, Emily Vance joined the team.
You could see some of the individual pillars that would have been a part of the building's structures. They kind of stand alone and now just stone blocks ready for graffiti. Part of me wants one to be all black, so monolith-esque.
Yeah, it totally has a monolith vibe if a monolith, partied really hard for like 10 years and then fell into like a bucket of paint at a skate shop.
Yeah.
Emily had a lot of great ideas to add, tons of local connections that I was still forging as a newcomer to the city, and she was fun. A few months into our time together, we actually camped out of cars on the side of a logging road in the high mountains of Ferry Creek. That was when we recorded our episode, Life at the Ferry Creek Blockades. It was early spring still, and the night was absolutely freezing. I slept in the back of a rented SUV with about a dozen blankets, and I was freezing the entire night. Emily slept in a tent, and she was fine. This is when I learned what it meant to be BC.
Emily, thank you so much for camping on the side of a logging road in like -2, I think, overnight. Something like that. That was good times.
There was definitely ice on my tent, but we got the story, and that is what matters. Thanks.
Fittingly, Emily actually left the podcast in the fall to go live and work at a ski resort in the Rockies. And she's thriving. Martin Bauman joined the podcast a mere 2 months ago, but he's already made his mark. He spearheaded the story about the unionization among soccer players that started right here in Greater Victoria, and our documentary piece about Tofino's famed Poolsland, among many others. He's just getting started at Capital Daily and has a lot more to offer. Luckily, he's staying with the team, and you'll get to read and hear a lot more from him. And that brings us to the news that you already knew was coming. Today is the last episode of the Capital Daily podcast. So it goes. We are still planning on bringing you different types of special series in the future, but the podcast, as we know it, has ended. It has been a great privilege to have been in this role. I've enjoyed speaking with so many people in this community and telling the stories with the incredible medium that is audio, and I'm grateful to everyone who listened to the show and made it a success. It continued to grow and earn more of your ears every month. I'm also extremely thankful to the Capital Daily team. All of the reporters are amazing and continue to help me with story ideas and coming on the show and dealing with my very erratic interviews. I really appreciate all of them, and you should really continue to support their work because they are genuinely a great group of people. Ultimately, a daily show is a difficult and demanding product, and while we wish we had unlimited resources and time, things don't always work out the way we want. So for now, this is goodbye. Thank you for your ears over the past year. My name is Jackie Lamport. This was the Capital Daily Podcast.